2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network. Hey guys, it's Natasha with Norteño T10. Thank you to Vodpop Media for housing and producing, and to Latina Podcast Network for having me on your network. Guys, I have an amazing, I say this every time, but I truly mean it. I have an amazing guest that you're going to want to see. So if you're listening, go watch. And if you're watching, listen or whatever. I don't know. Either way, just share, like, subscribe, do all the things, right?
Period.
All right. Thank you. All right. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, 2-1-0. I am Janeska Solis. I feel like I just want to give you guys like all of it, right? So I'm a single mom.
Give it to him, girl.
She's 10. She's everything, right? I'm also a plus size model. I'm also a plus size pageant queen. I hold, you know, old titles like Miss Bexar County 2020, Miss Texas 2021. Miss Heart of Texas 2022, and I am your current reigning Miss Plus USA. Yes, and I also am the founder of the Fashion Glow Up Project.
Yes.
Oh,
and
most recently, I am the contributing writer for Life from the Southside magazine in the fashion and beauty column.
So she doesn't really have anything going on in her life, is what she's saying.
I'm never busy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I don't, yeah. How did we even meet?
Ooh, okay. So that's funny because Natasha actually recorded or interviewed me when I won my first title.
I did.
Of Miss Bexar County. And what, that was like 4 years ago? 2020, yeah. So that was
It was
19.
I think it was 2019.
So it's been 5 years. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, we just were like this, you know? And I think we had a really good interview. It was my first time meeting her. She was a good vibe. After that, it was just downhill from there. Yeah. Like good, but a good downhill, not a bad downhill.
Like uphill.
Yeah, she's going to correct me. It was an uphill. It was a really good uphill. And then, like I said, it was history after that. I've just been in love with her ever since then.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I've been in love with you, too.
Thank you.
I'm so glad we're finally talking about it.
I've opened up, and I've just had to face the truth.
I mean, just kidding. It's been long enough, you know?
A little bit.
Thank you so much for recognizing that.
No, well, thank you for, you know, interviewing me. And at that time, it was my first pageant, and I had all the, you know, emotions of winning my first pageant and taking the crown home, you know, and it was just like a really awesome moment for me. So thank you for capturing that like little bit. I watched it back whenever you tagged it. Aww. And I was like, aw, look at you.
We were little nuggets.
Yes, just little nuggets. You know, we didn't know any better.
We didn't.
It was a good time.
Yeah. And now look at us.
I know. And now look, you know, now she's a Riverwalk queen, you know, and then here I am. Now I'm Miss Plus USA. And I was just the county queen. And now I'm the country, the nation queen.
And that's amazing.
I'm happy.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
As I am of you. I'm so proud of you. You've just like literally you amaze me all the time. I see you and I see you doing big things and you really amaze me. You like are the chingona of our time.
Stop.
Period. I swear. Don't cry, silly girl.
I promise. God.
And I mean it. I mean it. Seriously. I'm really, really proud
of
you.
Don't gas me up. Mm.
I had to do a little sum.
I mean, or go ahead.
Okay.
Whatever.
And then,
whatever.
I'm just kidding.
Come on. And then?
Yeah. It was a good time, Natasha. I've enjoyed our friendship thus far, and I'm really excited to see what else we get into.
Yeah. Me too, honestly.
Yeah.
So speaking of, you do so many things, right? Yeah. As do I. And you're a mom.
Yes.
And it's hard. And I think people don't realize what it takes to juggle everything that we do or that you do, right?
Yeah.
Because you're my guest. We're here for you. Yeah. But everything that you do. So, and you also have a 9-to-5. You have a full-time job.
I do.
Mm-hmm. So how do you juggle everything?
Routine. Yeah. Like it's getting into the routine of things. Me and my daughter, we have such a structured thing, you know, wake up in the morning, go to school. I go to work. You get home from the bus. Great. Meet you at home. And then gym. get home, cook. It's just like a repetitive routine.
It's time management.
It is. We literally, I only have a certain amount of time with her, you know? And now that I've incorporated the gym, it's dwindled down. But I always make sure I have that one-on-one time with her because I only have one. Like other people have more than one child, and I can imagine how hard that gets. So I couldn't imagine having three. I couldn't imagine having four because I wouldn't know what to do, you know? But thankfully, my daughter, she's like my little bestie, you know? Yeah. She's like my little broke best friend, literally. Yeah.
Your little broke best friend.
Girl. It's true, though. She's a lot. She's 10, but yeah. She's one of those girls that are like, I want Sol de Janeiro, and I want this, and I want a hydro flask. And
girl?
I'm like, okay. You know, sure. And then her birthday's 5 days away before Christmas. Mm. So it was a double whammy, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, it was just getting into a routine. It is hard though, being a parent, trying to parent her as a single parent at that. Mm-hmm. Her father's not in the picture. And I have to be both. So I have to love on her and I have to, you know, nurture her, but at the same time I have to be like, all right, you need to cut it out.
Yeah,
you need straight up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she understands and we have these like really like tough talks. Mm-hmm. And I let her know like what the deal is. Like, this is the truth. Like, I'm your mom and I also have to be your dad. So, I mean, that's just the cards we were given right now. And we have to just work it out. We have to thug it out. And she's like, all right, I guess we have to thug it out. You know, so.
I love that she understands, though.
She does. And like I said, we have really healthy talks with one another. And she's, when I tell you guys that my daughter is an old soul.
She is.
She's an old soul.
She's like a little adult.
She is. She understands mm-hmm. her music, her liking of music right now, like the genres. The other day, she was listening to the Bee Gees in her room, More Than a Woman. She's 10, and she's singing More Than... What do you know about More Than a Woman?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's wild.
And she gets that from my aunt, Chona. She gets it from my aunt, too. So all of us, and she has a lot of love surrounding her. So that's what I'm really thankful for.
It's the support.
Absolutely. My family's so supportive. If I didn't have them, it's like that saying, it takes a village.
It does.
If I didn't have my family, if I didn't have my mom, if I didn't have my grandma, my aunt, man, I'd be lost. Yeah. I don't know what I would do. But I'm so thankful to them. So I hope you're watching. I just need you to know that I love you.
Yeah.
Endlessly.
And I love this because we have known each other mm-hmm. for a minute. Like, I know your mom. Mm-hmm. I know your grandma. Yes. I know your aunt.
Yes.
And all of y'all are just, like, amazing, strong women.
Thank you.
And also, like, hilarious and also beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, like, the gene pool. You know what I mean? Point. It really is.
Thank you, Grandpa. Thank you, Grandma.
I love your grandma.
Man, I love that lady.
It was at your birthday party that I was like, Grandma, I was like, can we take a selfie? And she's like, yes, mija.
Dude, was like, she was on one. My grandma was on one. If you've ever met my grandma, be thankful that you have. She's a whole vibe.
Yes. No,
she's
she is.
A whole vibe.
Yeah.
She, you know, she just, you know, dances to the beat of her own drum. Her name is Alicia, and Alicia is going to do what she wants to do.
Facts.
Period.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when it comes to my family, so it's my mom, then my mom has three other siblings, which is my aunt and then her brothers. I'm kind of like the grandchild that is stuck, you know, so I'm really stuck in being in a generation with them. And then also being in the generation with my cousins. Mm. So I'm very much in the middle, so much so that I'm considered a sister niece.
Yeah.
So when it comes to having any conversations about my grandma's health or making any family decisions or anything when it comes to a family meeting, I'm always included. And it's not like a dish at my cousins or anything like that to say, oh, you're not. It's just where I fell. You know, it's just where I fell in our family. And I feel good that. They trust me, they trust my judgment, and they trust me with making so many decisions when it comes to my grandma, because she really does. She's a matriarch of my family.
Absolutely.
She means the world to me. So, I just wanted to throw that little ditty in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, not to, like, bring it down, mm-hmm. but I know that she had, like, some health concerns last year.
Yes.
Thankfully, she's doing a lot better.
Yeah, she pulled through.
Yeah.
And I mean, the statistics of somebody... really surviving a triple bypass, mm-hmm. you know, being diabetic. It's not in our favor, you know?
It's not.
But my grandma, she's like a cat. you know?
Nine lives.
A la chingada. Yeah. Like, a lot, you know? Yeah. And so she wowed us all with her strength and her tenacity and her ability to overcome. She proved us all wrong, and she was scared. But in her mind, she knew that she wasn't ready to just give up. She went in fighting Natasha, and she was like the ultimate like fighter.
Yeah.
Man, she came up on top, and she recovered, and she's doing so well.
Yeah.
And she's back, and we're back at BNN, and we're dancing all over again, you know?
I love that.
I love BNN. So shout out to BNN, because I love that place.
Yeah, if you want to be a sponsor of BNN, like, hit me up.
Well, that's where Chona's going to have her next comedy show.
I heard.
Girl, it's congratulations. So much fun there.
Yeah.
I always have a good time.
I've been there, like, one time.
Been there too many times.
Yeah. Shit. Well, my aunt. Well, you've met my aunt.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Sexy tia.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we call her sucia tia. Sucia
tia. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say that. Sorry, tia.
It's all right. For the people that don't know, Google it.
I call her sexy tia. She's a big bomba.
She's. I love her.
Yeah.
I love her so much.
As do I.
Yeah. She's definitely a vibe too. She's hilarious, and she's always like throwing ass and. She's I'm like, where'd you go? She's like, oh, I met this guy. And I'm like, can you not? Like, you're with me. And she's like, I don't, but he's cute, right? And she's like, girl, guess how old he is. She's always like, guess how old he is.
Yeah.
She pulls hoes.
I'm happy for her.
You know, me too.
I want to be like her when I grow up.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to fully put her business out there, but she was married for 25 years.
Mm.
Was treated like crap. Was cheated on. Right?
Okay.
She doesn't mind me saying this, by the way. Okay. But... the fact that she's pulling, like, she's, like, in her 50s, 60s, and she's pulling, like, 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds. She calls them baby boys.
Dia.
Dia. She's, yeah. And
oh,
then,
my God.
Yes. And then, like, especially the military guy, she's like, I'm just trying to serve my country.
Period, Dia. So much props to her. So much props to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be like you, Tia.
Right? Okay. I'm like, I want to be you when I grow.
Well, hey, you know what? But props to her for overcoming that relationship that she was in that wasn't healthy for her.
Yeah.
I feel like anybody who's gotten out of a relationship that wasn't healthy for them, I just, like, you deserve an applause because there's so many of us that suffer in silence.
Yeah.
And when you get out of it, like, and you know your worth, I feel like that's your ultimate superpower.
Yeah.
Ultimate. So props to Tia Sexy, that's what I'm gonna call her.
Right.
Tia Sexy with the big bomba.
It's true.
Hello.
Yeah. Love you. Love you so much. So any advice for women out there that are maybe wanting to pursue pageantry?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a really great question because I've gotten a lot of DMs from a lot of women recently because we are trying to promote the pageant system. And for those of you that don't know, the pageant system is called a Plus USA pageant. And this pageant system I love. Prior pageants that I've been in have been Christian-based, which is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But this pageant is all-inclusive. Nice. You know, they don't believe in not letting anybody compete just because they're not Christian. Or not saying any pageant systems did. Don't misunderstand me.
Yeah.
But they're all-inclusive. So when I say all-inclusive, you take your mind there, okay? So if I have any advice, I'd say do it. Because I gained so much confidence. So many opportunities have come my way because of pageantry. I've met so many amazing people throughout my journey. I've created a lot of unbreakable bonds through the years.
Yeah.
I've made so many sisters across the United States. So if I ever go to New York, I know where I'm staying, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, you just find yourself because you end up having to take your... For most of us, plus size women, I will say, we struggle a lot with confidence and we struggle a lot with self-esteem. And so when you have to place yourself on a stage wearing a form-fitting dress in front of people, you get out of that comfort zone. You get out of every comfort zone that you ever had and you face your fears and you strut your stuff.
Yeah.
And you show everybody what you're made of.
Yeah.
And you walk in the most graceful way and you pose and you give and you give and you give. Excuse me.
It's okay.
Sorry. And you give and you give and you give. You end up finding your confidence again.
Yeah.
You end up finding your, like, inner chingona. You end up finding your inner beauty again.
Yeah.
And that's something that's so hard and something that's so difficult for a lot of people. And I found that through pageantry. So if this is something that you'd like to pursue, I say go for it.
Yeah.
100% go for it.
Yeah.
You will not regret it. You're going to have so much fun. Is it an investment? Yes. But I always say you should invest in yourself all the time. Investing in yourself is the ultimate greatest expense.
No, it really is.
So I say do it. Yeah. Why not? And if you have any questions, please message me. I'd love to fill you in on our pageant system, what we're about, how to find us, how to get involved, and we'll go from there and you will not regret this journey.
Yeah. So I do have, I guess, like more of a personal question.
Okay.
Because I do know I have friends that are, I call them thickums.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I call myself thickums, but, you know, now I'm like slim, thick, thickums. You know what I mean?
We love it.
Thick with two C's, three C's. Depends on how I feel. Depends on, you know, where I'm at in my weight, to be honest.
Right.
At what point, I guess, were you, because plus size, what I've noticed, has such a negative connotation of like, oh, she's plus size, or like, oh, she's, I'm not even going to say the word because I don't like it. It's so derogatory. You've heard, I'm sure you've heard
it all.
Right. How do you handle that negative criticism? But also, when did you, I guess, take that, like, yeah, I'm plus size. And like,
ooh, I know that. I know how to answer this 100% because I've literally thought this through.
Yeah.
I always imagine somebody asking me this. Nobody has.
Oh, hi.
So this is the first. So in high school, definitely, I dealt with that a lot. Mm. I got bullied so much because I was thick, because I was bigger, because I was whatever. And I would get called fat ass, and I'd get called wide load, and I'd get called everything you can think of.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because some of the girls that bullied me are currently now in the beauty industry that we see today.
Name them.
And I will not name them. I will not. But what I would like to say, and I would like to have this opportunity to say, because you know who you are, I'm proud of you. Like, you're doing your thing. And whether you're going to do it or not, I forgive you. But just know this is where I'm at now. And you weren't a reflection of the things of what you were telling me. It didn't consume me and it didn't eat me, because here I am and I'm doing me and I'm thriving. And thankfully I wasn't that person that took it another level. And then I'm not here no more, because that's how it can really destroy somebody.
Yeah.
Thankfully it didn't do that to me, but you could have. Right. But I forgive you and I'm proud of you, because you're doing big things, and all I want to do is continue to see you thrive. So, period. And so after that,
good for you.
You know, it did do a lot of damage to me. It did a lot of damage to me, where I would take phentermine pills to lose weight, and I lost a ton of weight. I wasn't happy still with what I was seeing in the mirror. Although everybody would tell me, you're beautiful, like, I still didn't believe it, because everything had been drilled in my head from what everybody would say about me and all the criticism, that I just believed that I was this fat ass, and I was a big girl, and nobody's ever going to love me, and I'm always going to be big, and I'm always going to, there's no space for me. Mm. There's no place for me out here. I lost myself completely.
Yeah.
I got pregnant with my daughter. I ended up gaining all my weight back, you know. I hated my body. I hated it. But it wasn't until I carried that 8-pound baby in my arms and she started growing up that she was able to understand me looking at myself in the mirror and saying ugly things to myself was not okay, because she's also going to mirror that, you know. And if I continue to say, you're fat, oh, you're flabby, you're like, this is gross, I hate this, I hate my body, what is my daughter going to say about her own body when all I want her to do is love herself?
Yeah.
I'm not a good role model to her. I can't do that, and I need to change it now. I was also in a really bad relationship with her father at the time, and once I left that, I was very unhappy. I was a very ugly person. Not only was I ugly to myself, but I was so ugly to everybody else around me. Everybody paid for how I felt. Mm. It didn't matter. I didn't care who you were. If you knew me at that time, you wouldn't have liked me. Mm. I'm telling you right now. But could you blame me? I was in a bad space.
Yeah.
When I became a single mom, it took a while, but I was able to look at myself differently, look at my daughter, my baby girl, and I'm like, I need to do better. I have to do better. I need to show myself more love. I need to be more kind to myself because I'm not. I'm very mean to her.
Yeah.
And I looked at myself in the mirror one day and I took off my shirt. I just stood there and I was like, either you're going to change it or you're going to be like this, but this is who you are. You created this beautiful little girl. Your body is capable of doing amazing things. How do you not understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of your head,
mm-hmm.
change it up, and go with it.
Yeah.
After that, my life changed tremendously. I had to literally do a lot of self-care when it comes to my mental, when it comes to my physical, when it comes to emotionally, like everything. I had to do a lot of self-reflection. It wasn't easy. I won't lie. So anybody struggling out there with the same things, it's not easy,
mm-hmm.
but it's so worth it. It's the most liberating thing you can go through, you know?
Yeah.
And so after so many years of programming myself and looking at myself and then starting to love myself, then finding clothes that I was like, okay, you look good. Yes. Like, I like this.
Yeah.
I don't care. This is sticking out. I don't care.
Yeah.
Do you feel good? And then I would answer myself, yeah, I feel really good. I feel beautiful.
Yeah.
Then that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck what everybody else says. Fuck what everybody else thinks. I don't care.
Yeah.
I can care less. Literally, I'll look in my purse and I'm shuffling. I'm like, well, I don't have a fuck to give, so I guess I'm just going to wear it.
You know, I'm fresh out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just found confidence again. So there's, what does Gypsy Rose say? You can't stop me. I'm on a high right now. Yeah, that's how I felt. Yeah. So it was a lot of self-searching, man. It was not easy, but we got through it. Yeah. I got through it, and I say we because it's like the voice in my head that was really ugly.
Yeah.
She's a lot better. She's a lot better. So we're good. You know, I'm good. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm healthier now.
Good. Yeah.
And
I'm proud of you. I see you in the gym, girl.
Thank you.
I see you.
I'm trying really hard.
Put in that work.
I'm really trying. I'll be in there sweating bullets, man. But I feel so good. And next morning I wake up, I'm sore.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about the soreness that I just love.
It hurts so good.
It hurts so good. That's the best thing.
It really does.
Yes.
Like trying to go to the toilet and I'm like, oh. I'm like, I need a bar.
Yes. I just did core. So I sneezed and I was like, oh God. Yeah. Oh God, that hurt.
Yeah.
But it was a good hurt because I was like, I know you're in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get there right now, but it feels good. So yeah. I feel good. I feel like lighter. I've been drinking a lot of water. I noticed a change in my skin. So we love that.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of positive things happening right now in 2024.
Facts.
And I love it.
You should drink some more water right now.
Yes, I will.
Me too. I'll drink some too.
Mm-hmm. ASMR. Sorry.
All right, we're done. Sorry.
Yeah. I know. Okay, we're done.
No, I love that so much for you. And I think that's what, so I see so many beautiful women. I think because I just see the beauty in like everyone.
Mm-hmm. As everyone should.
And so I hate when people kind of like dog on themselves or like, I hate this and I hate that.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it, but I'm also the same one to be like, I hate this and I hate that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I catch myself and I'm like, no, like, if I'm like, oh, my arm looks fat, immediately I'm like, I have arms. I'm thankful that I have arms.
Yes.
Because there are people that don't. And I've seen people physically. I've taken care of people as a nurse that don't have arms. You know what I mean? So I'm like, no, stop. Like, I'm thankful I have arms.
Yeah.
Right? And I know it might sound like silly or whatever, but I have to catch myself and think of it that way because I was torn down a lot. Like, a lot. During my, like, formative years, I was told, like, I was fat. I was 12, and I wasn't. I really wasn't. Like, I was 100. I was less than 120 pounds.
Isn't that crazy?
And, like, dude, I mean, I won't tell you what I weigh now, but I don't weigh 120 pounds.
Girl.
I'm not, like, that far away, but, like, enough that, like, I love myself now.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
Thank you. I love myself now, but it's taken a lot. It's taken a lot of just self-reflection and me being like, you know, fuck it. Like, I do. I love myself.
Yeah.
Right. I've had three kids, like, given birth to three kids. And, like,
look at her.
No.
Gosh. That's amazing.
Thank you. But, like, I mean, cheated a little bit. But, like, but you know what I mean? But the point is, like, I've given birth to kids. Like, I've grown three people that are out in this world right now. You know what I mean? So we have to think about it that way, like, as far as, you know, women and mothers. Like, don't dog on yourself. Don't hate on yourself. Like, you made a life.
Yes. You're so valuable.
Right. Oh, man. And even if you haven't, you're still valuable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, every woman is powerful in their own way.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that you carried a child in your body.
Right.
It could be that you are, I don't know,
whatever,
a councilwoman, whoever. Right. It don't matter. You're powerful in your own way. You can make great fruit cups. You are saving a lot of people's lives because we need fruit.
It's true. I mean, I tell people too, like, just be proud of yourself wherever you're at.
Yes.
So if you're dealing with, like, crippling depression and you got out of bed today,
you made it. No, you did.
That's
it.
A huge success.
Oh my God.
Congratulations. And I truly mean that. You took a shower this week and you haven't showered in 3 weeks and it happens. Congratulations.
I'm proud of you.
No, it's true.
It's a big step for a lot of people, because there's a lot of people that are suffering through exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't agree with you more. One thing I want to say is, why do people always want to go for, like, you're fat to, like, bring you down? I'm like, is that all you got? Why can't you say, like, your hair's greasy and I'll take it, you know?
Like, I can lose weight.
Right.
But I'm still beautiful.
Right.
Like, if you're an ugly person, you can't.
You can't change it, honey.
You can't. Like, you're just going to be ugly.
That sucks.
I can't relate.
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Couldn't be me.
My soul is dope.
No, for real. Not. For real. Like, it's wonderful over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, if you want to be a part, just let me know. I mean, we can try to change you. I'm just kidding.
You know.
But takes a lot of work. It's not going to go overnight. Yeah. So just let me know. It's going to be a heavy price.
It's a process.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of, I love your shirt. And I want to bring attention to it. So
thank you. Let me turn it around so everybody can see.
Yeah.
It says, why be racist, sexist, homophobic, or transphobic when you can just be quiet? Sequel.
Telo.
Yeah. Telo sequel.
Okay.
It's a simple.
No, it is.
Simple statement. You don't agree with racism. Shut up. You don't agree with the LGBTQI community? Shut it. You don't agree with the trans community? Shut the hell up. I don't care. I didn't ask.
Yeah.
You keep your opinion somewhere else because I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Respectfully, I don't. You don't have to agree. You don't. And I'll respect you for that.
Yeah.
Hey, that's fine. You don't agree? I have my opinions and I have great opinions about it. We don't have to share them. Right. The sequel. I don't want to hear it.
Right.
More so, too, because my sister just came out, you know, and she's in a very beautiful relationship with her girlfriend. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm just. Yeah.
But you, too. You're an ally.
Yes. Yeah. And I want to be able to show her that she is supported by us. Although in my family, that's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
But this is history for us, and this is great because I've only raised my daughter to be like, whenever you see two males and you're being affectionate, you be respectful always, and you understand that that's all love.
Mm-hmm.
You understand, right?
Yeah,
absolutely, mom. And when you see two females showing love, please know that that's all love.
Mm-hmm.
I know, mommy, and you be respectful always, and you don't ask questions.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, we had to have deeper talks. But she understands. And I tell her, baby, love is love. You can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love who you love regardless. Mm-hmm. And we have to respect that.
Yeah.
Our grandparents, our whoever, ancestors may not have grown in the generation that we have. Mm-hmm. But we need to respect it regardless,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Same thing with the trans community. Mm-hmm. And I explained to her the same thing. Told her, you know, what it was. And she was like, I think that's fabulous. I think Aww. This is great. Yeah. And I'm like, I feel great. Like, yeah. I feel good. As a matter of fact, like, it's crazy because I had this guy come up to me at Wurzbach Ice House. Shout out to Wurzbach Ice House. I love that place. But I was, like, enjoying my beverage, which is a cranberry vodka, just in case anybody wants to buy me a drink in the future.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw mine in there, too, just in case.
Go ahead.
Right. Tito's and water with lemon.
Ooh. That's what I should be drinking my these shit. Days.
Yeah. I love that. You're right. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm enjoying my beverage. And, dude, this freaking guy comes up to me. I don't even know who he is. He's obviously very drunk. And he's like, what do you think about guys dressing in girls' dresses and them shaking their butts in front of our children's schools. What do you think about that? And I was like, I looked at my guests and I was like, the fuck?
Yeah.
What is this? Like, yeah. my bring out the cameras. Where are they?
I know.
This is a joke, right? Yeah. This is a freaking joke. And I looked at him and I was like, I really don't think that's an appropriate subject that we should be talking, especially in the state that you're in. You're obviously very drunk.
Yeah.
I said, and you don't want to know my opinion.
Yeah.
Trust me. You don't want to know because I'm going to piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? So you're telling me that you agree if somebody, some man in a dress shakes their butt in front of your daughter's school, you're going to be okay with it?
Who's doing that?
Exactly. And I'm like, it's exactly what I asked him. I said, nobody's doing that though.
Right.
That no. And he's trying to have an argument with me. And I was like, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, you should walk away. Because I am not the person you want to have this conversation with.
Right.
I'm not the one or the two, baby. Walk
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to piss you off.
Yeah.
And the first person that comes to my mind is AJ.
Yeah.
He's a very close friend to me.
Yeah.
And I would hate it if anybody disrespected him
mm-hmm.
in a way, just like the way that guy's talking. AJ, he doesn't do that. Nobody does that.
No.
Like, who are you, guy? So I'm just looking at him. I'm like, dude, you need to leave. You're pissing me off. And he was just like, oh, so I guess you agree. I said, it's none of your business. And I said, it's not the place. But you should take your conversation
elsewhere.
Elsewhere, outside, or just leave.
Yeah.
Because you're obviously very triggered.
But get out of my
And something
face.
Tells me that if AJ Rivas walked in the bar, you'd be all over him.
Oh, yeah.
Something tells me.
Mm.
So, you don't want to have that conversation with me. You don't want to go toe for toe with
like,
me.
Like, why aren't we more concerned with people walking into our kids' schools with guns?
Exactly.
Like, shouldn't that be more of a focus? Because I've never seen a drag queen outside of my children's school.
Period.
Mm. So.
How about we, yeah. Guy, how about we ask ourselves that?
Yeah.
But instead, you want to be more focused
right.
on these beautiful individuals expressing themselves in a, I think it's an amazing way.
And it's in their own, well, not their own, sorry. Let me retract. Mm-hmm. It's in a different setting. It is not in front of a school.
Nope.
And it's something that you would have to take your kids to, which I honestly, I'm cool with that.
Me too.
Like my kids, like my daughter saw AJ mm-hmm. dressed up for like a Selena event. And she was like, it's Selena. And I was like, kind of.
Yeah. It's, yeah dude. Yeah. Like Christy Waters.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay Andrews.
Yes. Love them.
Oh, my God.
Love them.
I mean, just every
yeah.
drag queen that I've ever seen, they blow my mind.
But the amount of work that it takes.
Oh, my God.
Not just to do what they do, but to stand up and do it in front of people that potentially hate them.
Yes. It's courageous.
I can't like mm-hmm. I could never even with like comedians or artists like your aunt like yeah. I don't know how the fuck she does it like hundreds of people and she's just like all right let's turn it on and I've seen her before shows and I know it's not like super easy sometimes
yeah.
but just the fact that like people are doing this and mm-hmm. they're doing it for a living or they're doing it and they're putting themselves out there like
mm-hmm.
just shut the fuck up like let them do what they need to do like don't heckle people like
that.
Don't harass people
yep.
like just let them be and I say it all the time like if it's not affecting my kids my money
yep.
right me personally
yeah
I don't care.
Then why do you care?
I don't care right. what people do. Like, do you. You like it. I love it.
And that's why I bought this shirt.
Yeah.
I felt like it spoke to me and I wanted to wear it.
Yeah.
So it could speak to other people.
Yeah.
Is if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it.
Right.
You know, and I don't care about your opinion. I don't care about your thoughts.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Just shut up.
Just tell us equal.
That's how I feel. Yeah. And that's what I'm gonna continue to say, you know? Yeah. Especially with my sister now. I want her to know that she has my 1,000%, 1,000,000% support.
Yeah.
And I love her and nothing's gonna change about that. Mm-hmm. And my family supports her.
Good.
We're all happy.
Yeah.
We're happy for her that she's happy and she's found happiness. Not only that, her girlfriend's beautiful. Like, love that Jesus for her. Christ. When I saw her, I was like, how'd you do that?
Yeah, you're all buzz.
Yeah. How'd you do that? No. My sister's gorgeous too. So yeah. I just literally, if you don't have anything nice to say, shut the fuck up. Period.
Respectfully.
Yeah, I wanted to wear a moving shirt.
I love
like
it.
Like a statement piece, you know?
I would like it. I want one.
Shein.
Oh.
I bought it off Shein.
Oh.
Yes. I bought it off Shein. I love Shein.
Well, my birthday just passed.
I know. I was there.
So.
I was gone, but I was there. I was definitely gone. I had such a blast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. No, thank you for inviting me. Had a good time.
You know, that's all I want from people. Is just to have a good time.
Don't remember getting home. I mean, I didn't drive.
Right. Right.
But I woke up and I was all, where? Okay.
I was home and I barely remember getting home. Okay, so I'm
like, I love that for you.
I woke up with all, ooh, it was like the hangover.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he's like on the ground. I mean, I wasn't on the ground, but like, and like the chicken walks in front of him, and his glasses are like half off, and he's like, "What happened,
girl? You were fine." You were so, I don't know how many Jello shots I took that night.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I mean. Natasha's parties never fail me. Never.
They don't.
Never.
We didn't hide behind a couch.
We did
this
not.
Time.
The amount of.
Okay, look, we're just going to tell a quick story,
okay, quick story
for people
time.
Out there.
Oh my God.
Story time. I won't give names.
No. Don't you dare.
But I will not. So, and I won't even tell the full story. Okay. This is a PG, like, yes. Rated G version. Actually, no, PG.
Yes, PG.
So, what happened was.
Oh boy.
Someone was leaving but didn't want to leave because my parties are just lit.
Yes.
And I was like, you got to go.
It's time.
And
baby.
This person was like, no. Mm-mm. And I was like, no, literally. Like the person would like walk out and like literally run back inside. Mm-hmm. And we tried locking the door. We did all of it, right?
Yes.
And so we got to a point where Janoska's like, fuck it. I'm going to tell them that we're leaving. Like leaving my house. Hey, we're leaving. God. Like everybody's leaving. Party's over. We're leaving. Mm-hmm. And this person was super inebriated. And this person was like, what? And Jessica's all after party, wherever. Woo. Like,
don't remember that.
Yeah. And I was all, yeah. Me freaking barefoot.
Oh.
And so we're like, yeah, we're going. And Janeska's like, yeah, go to your car. I'm going to text you where we're going. Fully not having the phone number.
Nope.
Or the name or nothing. And was like, yeah, get in your car.
Follow me.
Yeah, we're going to go. Right. So this person like, oh, okay. Walks, right. So we're like, okay, yeah, we're pretending to walk. Again, I'm fully barefooted. Mm. And Janeska's like, let's book it. So we go around my house through the side door mm-hmm. to the back, right?
We sure did.
And we're like, all right, we're good. We go through the back door. We're opening the back door. This person's walking back in through the front door.
Yes, she did.
And we're like,
she's coming. Oh my God.
Dude. So then I had to go through my other door. I have another door.
She has so many doors and rooms in that house.
So
ridiculous.
We went through the other door to my movie room.
Yes.
And so we're through my movie room, right? Through the backyard, whatever.
Right.
Open the door, and this person is walking down the hall, like mm-hmm. made it through the front door, down this hall.
This is true.
And so we hear this person walking, mm-hmm. and we're like, what do we do? And I was like, jump behind the couch. So we, like, dead ass, just like,
we hid. We hid.
Like, laid on the ground.
And we hid.
Behind my couch.
It was behind her couch. And she wouldn't have ever thought to check back there, mm-hmm. you know? So we were solid. We were booked solid with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, just shut up. up and be quiet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just be quiet. Just be quiet. And she was looking for us.
Yeah.
She was straight up looking for us.
Because we were a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I ended up staying there like another 4 or 5 hours. No, maybe 3. I mean, maybe I'm stretching it out.
There were tater tots involved.
Oh, my God. Yes, I remember. And I was like, hey, you want some? Oh, wow. It was a good time.
It was.
It was a good time. We had to hide from people behind couches and stuff. So, I mean, like I said, Natasha's parties never fail me. I left your last party, and I was like, my aunt was like, you were a hoot.
Oh, thanks.
She told me, you were a hoot in a handbasket.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sorry. Yeah. I actually didn't even apologize. I was like, I know. No, I know.
No, you are.
I know what I did.
You really are.
I know. I couldn't find anything that I had from the night before. Nothing. I'm proud of this. I'm sorry if my pageant sisters are watching, but that's why I didn't wear my crown and sash today.
I didn't.
Because I really did want to be myself without, you know, having to wear my crown and sash. Same. I wanted to be originally Janeska.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
That's what we're here for. We keep shit real here.
You know what I mean? And this is who I am, baby.
Yeah. She's a great time.
Yeah.
You're a great time.
A little bit.
A lot of it.
Too much,
a lot of it. A lot of it.
Dude, I need to chill sometimes.
You went to a baptism the next day.
Oh, my God.
And your aunt was like,
bro, let me tell you the story. After I left Natasha's party, it was like 5 in the morning. And I had a far drive. Oh. It was my cousin Lennox's baptism. And it was at my grandpa's church. My grandpa is a pastor.
Oh.
Chona's dad is a pastor.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, my mom's dad. Sorry, grandpa. He won't ever watch this. He doesn't do the internet.
Oh, perfect.
So I wake up. My eyes are bloodshot red, my guy. Thankfully, this is going to sound disgusting. I still had my eyelashes. Were still intact. They were still intact. I just had to touch up some makeup here. I woke up my daughter in chingas. I'm like, get up, we're gonna be late for Lennox's baptism. We're there running around like crazy. I'm like 15 minutes from the church.
Yeah.
So I'm driving. I'm in it.
Yeah.
And I get there right on time. And I walk in, and Lennox hadn't been baptized yet, but the service started.
Uh-huh.
And my grandpa's on stage, and so he can see everybody coming. It's a small church.
Yeah.
So I open the door, and what happens, right? The door has an alarm. It's like ding dong. Yeah. It's like a store.
Dang.
So I walk in, I turn the corner, everybody's all. I see my grandma, I see my uncles, I see my cousins, I see my mom and Joanna, and they're like, bro. And I was like, hi. And I sit there and I'm all. And I look at my cousin and my cousins, and everybody's just there looking at me, and they're like, bro. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I am done, ski. Like, I was still lit the next morning. I was like trying to, I need water. I went to my grandpa's refrigerator at the church. I was like, agua, por favor. Yeah. Because I'm cool that big time. God. Oh my God. It was so bad. And it doesn't help that all my uncles are also like natural comedians.
Yeah.
So I can't believe I'm gonna say this, bro. So at one point when my cousin Lennox finally gets baptized, my grandpa picks her up and he's like, Dios, like he picks her up really high, and my uncle goes, Simba. And I was like, bro, oh my God. And like everybody's all and my grandma's like, they're laughing, and my uncle is on stage with his daughter and turns around, he's all,
oh my God.
It was we don't belong together. We need to be seated separate from each other. I couldn't contain myself. My uncle's saying dumb stuff the whole time.
Yeah.
We enjoyed the service.
Yeah.
I don't want us to great sound service. Like, yeah, it was a great service. My grandpa always gives beautiful services. But they knew what I came, how I came.
Oh, yeah.
And they were,
They
were messing me up real bad.
So your aunt was like, oh, my God. I think I saw her like a week later. And she was like, Oh my God. She's like, yeah, we had our baptism for
the baby.
Yeah, for the baby. And Janice walked in and she was fucking blonde shot, bro. Like her eyes were like red as fuck and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? And I was like, oh,
that was after your party, my guy.
I was like, hey, it was partly my fault.
Dude, my mom was like, seriously? And I was like, I tried. I'm here. We made it. We made it.
That's all that matters.
Pick one.
And that's all that matters.
My guide. And yeah. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know what to say.
She was like, it was your fault. And I was like, look, a little bit.
I didn't put any blame on you.
Thank you.
I was like, I took it somewhere last night.
I took it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you owned up to your...
I did. To my nothing.
It was me. Yeah. No, partly you, because you didn't let me leave. It's you were true. Like, don't leave.
Here's the thing.
How can I tell her no?
Here's the thing. I'm good at a couple of things, right?
Yes. You are good at convincing.
I'm good at convincing, and I'm good at, like, making people feel bad.
The plan was for me to stay. It was supposed to be her crawfish...
It was my thank you party. Yeah.
And I was like, I'll stay there for a little ditty. You know, I'll stay there for a few hours and I'll be on my merry way. Natasha, that didn't happen.
It didn't.
As soon as I said, well, no. No. And I was like, okay. I gave it another hour. I was like, oh, maybe she's, you know, ready.
No.
Okay. What? Where are you going? And I was like, well. Okay, well, I guess we're not going anywhere.
No.
We're staying here.
Yes.
Okay, I also contemplated staying the night.
Yeah.
And then I said, no, I should go home. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Which you can, by the way, like, heads up to people that come to my parties. You're more than welcome to stay at my house. Bring a pillow, blanket, sleeping bag. I have couches and shit. I probably have an extra bed somewhere.
Yeah, no, she has a huge house. But I will say, just a disclaimer, I didn't drink that much. My eyes were bloodshot red because I had no sleep.
No, yeah. No, we're not saying we're not.
Yeah. I was hungover, but it's not because I was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also, if you ever come to my house, I'm going to guilt trip you into not leaving. Yeah. And then people are like, how did I get home at 8 in the morning? And I'm like, I don't know.
I'm glad I left when I did at your last party, your birthday party, because it was a vibe. Like,
oh, thank
the
you.
The DJ.
Right?
Everybody that was there. At one point, I was talking to the kid from the pet cemetery and a kindergarten cop. And him and I, like me, him, my aunt and I were like, we're there like chopping it up. Like,
Miko?
Yeah. And he comes outside. We didn't know who he was, right? Yeah. We were just making a friend. And we're there like, yeah. And in my head, I'm like, he's an outstanding person. Like, he is so easy to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
And in my head right away, I'm like, he's some sort of entertainer. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's maybe a comedian. It just has great communication skills. I'm very impressed with this individual in my head, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm talking to him and I'm like, hey, man, it's really nice to meet you. He's like, yeah, nice to meet you guys, too. I'm like, how do you know Natasha? He's like, oh, you know, I live back there. Like, he made up this thing. So then, whatever, we see him inside. He's vibing, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, that guy was cool, like, cool as shit. And then later on, we end up all outside, you know, we're all laughing and stuff. And then he comes back and some guy was like, hey, girls have a penis. Boys have a vagina. Or, whoa, I said that really off. This is water.
Oh my God.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Yeah,
was really dyslexic as hell.
I've done it before though. I said that exact same thing.
Sorry, Miko, if you're gonna watch this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hope you got your lines right, because I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Which he did, but he maybe did. After 50 takes. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but then he was like, oh guys. And I was like, then it dawned on me because you posted it, and I was like, you're the kid. You're my childhood.
Yeah.
Do you not understand? How come you didn't tell me? He was like, well, you need to understand that I'm not just going to sit down and be like, hey, I'm the kid from Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, respectfully, but I would have liked to known that I was talking to a little kid with the pants up to his waist with the chili bowl haircut.
Yes.
I want to hug you.
Yeah. He's been in so many movies.
Wow. Except Pet Cemetery.
Yep.
And I'm sure.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes. There's many because he grew up.
Yeah. He was in Full House.
Oh.
He was in Kindergarten Cop. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
I just felt so honored.
So here's the thing. It's funny backstory, right?
Okay.
I hope he watches this. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Mm-hmm. So he had DM'd me. Well, actually, I DM'd him and I was like, hey, saw you're going to be in town. It's actually my birthday. I would love to have you come to my birthday party. Now, we had partied with him last in town, right?
Okay.
Or last time. So that was a whole nother thing. He's a whole vibe. He's like, a it was so vibe. Much fun. And so I was like, hey, like, you're back in town. Like, welcome.
Yeah.
Come to my party. So he was like, yeah, I think I actually might take you up on that. I don't really have anything to do. And I was like, facts, period, right?
Yeah.
Then he proceeds to say, but do you have any baddie friends? I was like,
I'm just kidding. Yes.
Choose one. Yes, all of my friends are baddies. All of your
friends are beautiful.
Yeah. I'm like, all of them.
Yeah.
And he was like, Latinas. And I was like,
It's San Antonio. What the hell you thought, Miko?
Again, yeah, right? I was like, I hope you like Latinas. I'll and he was like, tortillas. I love them. And I was like, period. Yeah. And then he's like, but do they love 90s horror films or show? I was like, again. I said what I said. Like, take
do we
your
have
pick.
To do a speed dating round?
Right.
Like, promise you.
Take your pick. Ish, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, hopefully they like me. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, all right, yeah. So then when he showed up, I was like, oh shit, you showed up, cool, like, have a good time.
Yeah.
And then I saw him like living his best life. Dude. He was like, at one point he's like, I'm so sorry I ever doubted you, this is like the best party. He's like, this is one of the best parties I've ever been to.
I love
and he
that
was like
guy.
I love everybody here, everybody's a vibe, like, I'm having a great time. And I was like, I told you.
I love him. Miko, I love you. Yeah. He was a just a natural person that you yes. just gravitate to.
Yes.
So easygoing, yes. easy to talk to. Somebody that I'd really like to keep in contact with. So if you, I'm just kidding.
DM him.
Yeah, let's be friends, man. I feel like my aunt, myself and Miko, we had a great conversation and he was just outstanding. So it was really nice to meet you and I hope that you're watching this.
Yeah, he's a sweet guy. Yeah, I really like him. Dang,
did we talk that much?
It's already almost been an hour.
Oh my god,
I know. Let's switch it up.
Okay,
shout out to Miko. Thank you for coming to my parties.
Thank you, Meeks.
Yes,
Meek.
Love you.
Meek. Okay, I like it.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's switch it up. Okay,
let's do it.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, me too. It's a good vibe.
It really is. Every
it's
time.
It's always a good vibe.
Every time.
Always.
Question. Speaking of good vibes.
Okay.
Opposite of good vibes. What do you do when you're around people? Because you, like myself, network a lot,
mm-hmm.
work with a lot of people in the community, in the country, everywhere,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
How do you handle negativity?
I just don't even tolerate.
Okay.
At this point, like, if I already feel like you're being some type of way towards me, I immediately, like, I don't even want to communicate. I don't want any part of it. I'm not going to entertain your shit.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. I don't even handle it. I'll be honest with you. When I do, I block. Mm-hmm. I mute. I send it on away where it came from. I don't need it.
Just zero.
Zero. Okay. I don't tolerate it. Mm-hmm. I'm a no-nonsense type of person. I don't tolerate True. A lot of shit.
True.
And if you're going to come at me with negativity, please understand that I'm definitely going to curve the fuck out of you.
Yeah. Like Heisman.
Period.
Straight. Yeah.
Well, that was... You know what I mean? I didn't know how to do it.
I like it. Yeah.
Something like that, you know?
I think that's it.
I will curve you.
Yeah.
Like my curves. It's a windy road.
Ooh.
I will curve the fuck out of you.
Ooh. It's true, though. I seem to...
Yeah. But yeah, I don't tolerate it. Absolutely not. I hate it. Do not come with me with your negativity. I'm definitely going to... You can fuck off. There's no lies detected here.
Yeah. Mic drop. Yeah, she said what she said.
Like I said, if you don't have anything nice to say, just... Cállate el hocico.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm focusing on more this year is, I don't think, I know. I'm focusing on not just finding more peace, but like holding on to it for dear life.
Mm.
And I've had boundaries, but I haven't like hard, like pushed those boundaries.
Yeah.
So I'm at a point where I have to. And if that means that, excuse me, that certain people have to go, then they have to go.
Bye.
And I just did my like Tuesday talk, like, let's talk, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I remember.
Someone was like, oh, like, when do you cut off relationships? Like, any relationship.
Yeah.
And I was like, the second you, or not the second, right? I give people a chance.
Mm-hmm.
If you set a boundary, that's you saying, look, I love myself enough. I respect myself enough.
Right.
This is what I like. This is what I don't like. I will tolerate this, not tolerate that. And if that person oversteps those boundaries,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to question, is it intentional?
Yeah.
Because remember we talked about it?
Oh, we had right? a great talk about right. this. Yeah.
But also, like, telling those people, like, remember, like, you know, I kind of had mentioned, like, when we first right. met or when we talked at one point or whatever.
Right.
And if they say, oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, so you're aware.
Right.
So at this point, okay, so it's intentional.
Right.
So I have to take it personal now.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, I get it.
Now someone on the same token is like, you know what, you know, that's hard for me to like implement myself because I'm not used to that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work on that.
Right.
I'm gonna let you work on it.
Right.
Now, if you don't work on it and it's over and over and over and it's a cycle,
right,
then it's a blatant disregard for my feelings
to you. Right.
And my boundaries and that I'm not going to tolerate. Mm-mm. So I'm going to say it one more time,
mm-hmm.
right? Which I shouldn't have to, but I will. And I have in the past. Like, look, so I already said.
Necessary.
Right? I already said.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you're not respecting me or my boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, like, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you do whatever. And has that made me the villain in some people's stories? Sure.
Sometimes we have to be.
Right. But I know where my heart is. I know where my head is. I know where my intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I'm like, it is what it is. It is what it is.
It couldn't be more far from the truth.
Right.
I feel like it's important to have this mentality. There's so many people out there that are just like waiting to just stomp on you. You know what I mean? It's terrible. But when you find your solid people, like, you know, you got your people. And then when you, like, weed away the bad seeds, God, how peaceful is your life after that?
Right.
I mean, shit. So I definitely feel you on that. I couldn't agree more. You just, you hit a nail right there.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. 2024, we're not tolerating that shit.
I'm also done chasing people. And by people, I don't mean, like, relationships. Well, not, like, I mean, like, significant other.
Right.
Right. I mean, like.
Friendships. We're not going to force shit no more.
I'm not, like, I'm going to check in on you, mm-hmm. right, every now and then. But tell me why, since January 1st,
mm-hmm.
like, 1/1/24,
mm.
I was like, you know, miss me with that shit.
Yeah.
Why is my phone dry? And I don't mean dry. It's not dry. But, like, the people that I was constantly checking on.
Right.
I stopped.
And nobody's, you won't hear
checking
from them.
On me. Right.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay.
So I see where we're at. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. No, like, sometimes that needs to happen, Natasha. Sometimes it sucks because you don't want to see certain people leave from your life or your circle.
Right.
But then you kind of see the true colors come out and you're like, damn, your colors are vibrant, bro.
Right.
I don't want that. Like, your colors are, like, shining real bright.
Yeah.
And you're showing them off right now. I don't like it.
Right.
So I'm just going to leave you. I'm going to leave you where you belong.
Right.
And you're going to stay there. And right. That's cool. But don't come back to me talking about, like, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because you know what you did. You know how shitty of a friend you were.
Yeah.
And then you want to come back?
No.
Nah. I can't. So.
You know, I read something the other day that was like, or saw something, rather, that said, never take somebody that hurt you back. Because a snake sheds its skin only to become a bigger snake.
That was fire.
Right?
That was fire. I feel like that resonates with a lot of us.
Ugh.
That resonates with, like, a lot of us.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, you live and you learn, you know?
Yeah.
You're not going to get it right every time. You're not going to be able to, like, scan a person and be like, okay, what are your intentions are right away.
Right.
It just has to happen. And then when you finally realize, like you said, you got to let them. You got to.
Yeah.
Vete.
Yeah.
La chingada, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. No.
That's just how I feel about it, man. Yeah. And this year, I'm trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And anything that doesn't suit me, value mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. you know, anything yeah. fit in my life,
yeah.
I'm definitely letting go. And so there's, I predict a lot of change in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Coming soon. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it and I'm ready for it. I'm 30 now, you know, and I just feel like right now I heard that the 20s are your best times, but I also heard that your 30s are your best.
Who the hell said that 20s are your best times?
You're figuring it out. Like, I was a new mom in my 20s. I was 21 with a what, 1-year-old. So,
girl, but I want to know who said, like, who.
That's what I always heard in my life.
Says who.
But I heard that your 30s are even better. So I want to make my 30s memorable and I want to do it right. And so I have a lot of things coming up. You know, good. I have my project.
Yeah.
Going on my project. You yeah. know, I have my Fashion Glow Up project.
Yes.
I want to speak a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much. So mm-hmm. it's very slow. It's a very slow pace right now. I kind of had to slow down because I did my first glow up. That was fun.
Yeah.
We had a good time. She was, I mean, absolutely dazzling. My second glow up, you'll see her soon because I'm editing the video now, which I recorded back in November.
Oh, wow.
Or actually October.
Dang.
But we had to pause because unfortunately my cousin passed and he was taken away from us a little too soon and it hit our family hardcore.
Yeah.
Which, spoiler, the person that I'm going to be doing the glow up on is my cousin. And you'll learn more about her soon. But that was my cousin's aunt. And so we couldn't move forward with yeah. the filming. We couldn't move forward with anything because yeah. it was just too fresh.
Yeah.
And so now we are going to be entering February soon. And I think now, you know, when do you ever say grief is over? You
never.
Know, but I think we're at a spot right now that we can say, OK, let's continue, because he was really excited for this.
Yeah.
A week before he passed, I was telling him what I was going to do. And he was so stoked. So I only feel like it's only right to do it in his memory, to do this, to finish off what we started. And so I'm hoping that after I finish this glow up, and basically what the fashion glow up is I'm doing transformations on people. People that maybe struggle with how to put outfits together, maybe struggle with confidence, shopping, they don't have patience. I am your go-to girl for that.
Mm-hmm.
I live for fashion. I may have my own way of styling, but that's me.
Yeah.
That's my way. Everybody has their own way. I'm more of a frugal person. I like to shop on a budget, as I am also on a budget always, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm doing that, and I've been having a lot of fun. And there's a lot of fun things coming up, especially for me, plus-size modeling. I got a lot of inquiries that I'll soon announce about some collaborations that I'm really excited about.
Nice.
So soon that'll come, but that's just a little teaser. So yeah, like, you know, that's coming up. The contributing writer for, you know, Life from the Southside magazine is also fun.
Yeah.
I'm able to show my personality through writing, you know, putting outfits together through pictures and, you know, just fun stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, rodeo is coming up. And I have a lot of fun, you know, exciting things planned for that. So I hope you guys, you know, stay tuned on that. And just stay with the journey, you know, like right now it's like, again, it's very slow paced because I'm just trying to get back from our family crisis, you
right. know. I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank
I know
you
I've told
so
you in person.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I thank you so much for that. Yeah. It's tough, yeah. but we're going to get through it and we're going to keep moving because I know that's what my cousin would want at the end of the day. So, yeah, I'm excited for what's to come. Like I said, 2024, we are like full force all the way. And I had said at the beginning of the 2024 that I am manifesting and I am praying
yeah.
to be working with big brands soon. You yeah. know, that is my goal. And I hope that I don't have to work a 9-to-5 anymore.
Yeah.
I hope that one day, like, I get my content right and I just, like, do something.
Yeah.
Do something big because I know that I'm capable of it.
Absolutely.
If I just get it right.
Yeah.
There's just one thing that I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll figure it out. And yeah. I know that one day, and mark my words, I will not have to work a 9-to-5 anymore and I will be like the best fashion influencer there could ever be.
Yeah.
Or fashion bad bitch. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Period.
Yes. Period poo.
Yeah, that's it. Like, or plus size model, whatever you want me to do, baby, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I have that in the back of my mind every day. Every time at my desk, I love my job because I know my coworkers are watching. I love it. I love you guys, but it's not me. Yeah. You know? I know I'm destined for something greater. I've always felt that. Mm-hmm. And so I don't care how I get there, I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
I just know it and I feel it in my soul.
Yeah.
Just like my aunt. She's destined for greatness.
Absolutely.
And I know she's going to get there. Yeah. Us as a family, a collective unit, we are capable of so many things.
You are.
So I'm excited to see what we do. Because these years coming are going to be the best. I just know it.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see everything that you guys do, that you do.
Thank you, Natasha.
So proud of you. Proud to call you my friend. And I love everything that you're doing. I know that you're working a lot within the community. Yes. You also want to work with big brands. And I think you are going to do it, but I think you're going to do it in a way that you're going to be able to mesh both local and big brands.
Absolutely.
And you're going to do it in a way that nobody else has.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and thank you so much for that.
Of course.
It means so much to me.
Yeah.
I honestly don't have a lot of friends. I'll be honest. I keep to my family, always my family.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad to call you my friend. I don't hear that from really anybody. So,
yeah.
I mean, I have my friends and they know who they are and they tell me when they can. But to hear it like this, it means more than you know. So I appreciate it.
Of course.
Love you so much.
I love you too.
Stop.
No, but seriously, AJ, I love you so much, and I'm very proud of you.
I love you most.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where do people find you, follow you, all of that?
Okay, so I do have my personal account. It is janeska.s, so that's J-A-N-E-S-K-H-A, like you see on the screen down here. Mm-hmm. Here. Right there. it's janeska.s on Instagram. If you want to follow my personal account, you can, Janeska Solis. You can find my pageant journey at Plus USA Miss, that's Plus USA MISS, and then the Fashion Glow Up Project on Instagram and Facebook. It's just the Fashion Glow Up Project. So follow me. If you need help with styling or you want to know more about what I do and my services, please reach out to me, DM me, and I'd be more than happy to help you and become your little stylish bestie if you want me to.
Cute.
Yes.
I want you to style me one time.
Girl.
Or multiple times, you know, whatever.
I always say, like, if I had this little, like, cute little body, it'd be over for all y'all. It'd be over for all y'all. But right now, I'm going to stunt on what I got.
No, you're beautiful. You're gorgeous.
Thank you.
But no, seriously, I want you to, like, sell me for something.
I got you.
Yes.
You let me know when you're ready, because I totally got you.
I stay ready, girl.
Oof. You see that response? Like, ugh. I love her. I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you for having me. Yeah. I love this set, by the way.
Thank you.
It's such a vibe. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Malcolm X is right there. So I've been listening. I've been like listening to Natasha, but I'm looking at him. He's on like on a poster and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm inspired.
Yeah.
It's such a, like a vibe. I love it.
Thank you. It's cute in here.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It's Vodpod Studios.
Yes. So, guys, so thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you for coming. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
My producer, I really appreciate you for coming on a Friday night. I've been Friday funding. But yes. Thank you so much. Guys, make sure that you follow, like, share, do all the things. You're going to want to follow her journey because this is just the beginning and it's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. So make sure that you also follow me too. I forget to plug myself every time.
Yes, girl.
So it's riverwildqueen_Nathania210 on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Natasha Gonzalez. I don't know. Just find me. unless you find me on Snapchat, then don't follow me.
Same. That's why I don't get my Snapchat, girl.
I don't. You're not going to get it.
I don't even use it.
Yeah. Anyway. But yes, thank you so much again to Vodpod Media for housing and producing and to Latina Podcast Network for having me in your network, guys. Please don't forget to subscribe, like, share, do all the things, tell your friends to watch, and yeah, just support me and to my people that have been supporting me. I love you. I see you and I appreciate you. And thank you. Yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Bye.